Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Konnichiwa, my bashes and wenches, and welcome to another edition of One on One. I am your host, your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. And joining me in the interviewer's chair is a good friend of ours. You might have heard him on Wicked Anime, but you might have also heard him on Friday Night Fanfiction. He is the master of all fanfictions. That is Frostbeard, the Porn Master. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, Evan. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. And I'm so happy that you're joining me here today, Frostbeard, because both of us share a common favorite video game, and that is Senran Kagura.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah, I love its gameplay. There's always a good story, some very funny fan service all in all. And the latest Senran Kagura that is coming out, Peach Beach Splash, will be hitting stores on August 29th via XC Games. And we got a very special guest with us from XC Games. He is the publisher's localization lead. I am very happy to welcome Mr. Ryan Grant. How are you doing today, Ryan?
Hello, I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I am doing very well. So, before we jump into Peach Beach Splash, I gotta ask, how was E3 this year?
Oh, well, it's always busy for us. You know, we're still a pretty small company. You know, it's always all hands on deck, you know, at our booth. But, you know, the turnout was great this year. The fans were fantastic. You know, it's great to meet so many people with so much enthusiasm for our games and for all games. And, yeah, we all had a great time.
So, I take it that Peach Beach Splash was, like, the big draw over at the XC Games booth this year.
I would say it was one of them. I mean, pretty much all the games we had, all five of them, were pretty well attended this year. But yeah, I'd say Peach Beach Splash definitely, I would say it got the most attention for all the reasons you'd expect.
Now, what were the other four that you were showing off too?
The other four were, I was personally on Fate Stella Switch. Mm-hmm. We had Zwei, the Ilvard Insurrection, which is the new PC port of Zwei 2. Mm-hmm. We had a brand new game called Sakuna of Rice and Ruin.
That one's still about that one.
Yeah, it's still very work in progress, but they had the first level on demo at E3, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. I think. And yeah, it's like part side-scrolling action with some farming sim elements added in between the action levels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then we had the new expansion for Shantae, Half Genie Hero, also on Switch.
Oh, the risky one.
Yes.
Yeah, I was a Kickstarter backer for that when it was initially just starting out. And
oh yeah,
it was
same
one
here.
was one of our picks for Game of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
As was Estival Versus too, by the way. Now, you had the Senran Kagura producer, Kenichiro Takaki, at the event last week, and how was his reaction to the overall crowds at E3?
He loved it. He is just always, he's so just bubbly almost when it comes to meeting fans. And, you know, we had a signing event with him on the third day of E3 for the last 2 hours of the show, and he just you know, he signed everything that brought him, no matter what it was. And we also had a little spinning wheel giveaway with some Zenran Kagura prizes. He had a wonderful time. And actually, I happened to sit next to him at the after party dinner on the third day. And I showed him some footage from Twitter of, like, just various fans' reactions to the game. He was just busting up laughing the whole time. It's great.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. What I love about the Senran Kagura thing is because people will think, oh, they're throwing this all in because it's sexy. No, they're doing it because they think it's funny. And it is funny.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I was very surprised to hear about Senran Kagura Peach Beak Splash is that it's coming out so much more sooner here in the States than Estival Versus, because for Estival Versus, it took almost a year for that to come out after its Japanese release. So how early on did the localization work for this game begin?
I would say the earliest work on it probably came in around this past winter, I would say, roughly.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, we just had a few, like, they usually will have, like, the trophy file localized first because that takes a little longer to code, and the graphic text, you know, text that appears in pictures rather than typed text. So yeah, we localized those first, and then, you know, like, usually larger files will start to trickle in more after that. But, yeah, we have been working on it for several months now.
Do you guys have any plans to do English voiceover for the Senran games at all?
Well, we'd like to. Now, that question goes back to Senran Kagura Shinobi Versus, where we did, deeply look into the possibility of doing voiceovers for that one. The problem we keep running into on our side is that the games have so much voiceover text that voicing them over entirely would usually push us outside of our budget.
Ah, I see.
I can imagine. Well, fingers crossed that maybe one day that'll happen, because I've watched the anime version that Funimation has, and I thought they did a really good job with the dub.
In the meantime, we actually did a spoof dub a while back. You might have seen Stealth Kids of Ninja High. Did you happen to see that?
Yes.
we'd like to go back to that sometime. You know, next week on Stealth Kids of Ninja High, and then you see, like, you know, Riona running, you know, toward the camera with her guns, but her guns are popsicles, and she's going, "Wait, we need popsicles." We'd love to do that.
Oh, four kids, you'll always be the butt of anime jokes. So, tell us the story of Senran Kagura Peach Beat Splash, and how does it fit into the whole Senran Kagura lore?
Oh, that's a very good question. Now, fans of the series know that most of the series has been kind of fast and loose with lore continuity. The numbered games are typically thought of as being, you know, in a separate continuity from the Versus games, for example, and then Bon Appetit / Dekamori, you know, they just flat out say at the beginning, this isn't a serious story. They basically spell out that it isn't canon, but even then, they reference it in later games, like Riona's Shinobi Girl's Heart story from Estival Versus is a callback to her side story from Bon Appetit. So it's Peach Peach Splash, actually, believe it or not, takes some steps toward bringing all that together in ways that I probably shouldn't spoil. It does sort of serve as a kind of nexus in a certain sense, or at least the beginnings of a nexus for all that sort of loose canon, so to speak.
Awesome. Because that's the thing, too, because I know that a lot of it feels like it's non-canon, but to see it all just come together and be like, yeah, it's technically it is part of the main storyline. It's very nice because it adds a little bit more humor to the whole Senran Kagura universe.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was the reason? I don't know if you can go deep into this one, but what was the reason to go the third-person shooter route for this one compared to the more traditional, mostly hack-and-slash games in the past? Because there are characters in the Senran Kagura universe that do use guns instead of swords.
Oh, sure, yeah. I would say mostly Takaki-san and his team just like to mix it up sometimes. You know, they like to, you know, I mean, we all know they like to take risks, but, you know, sometimes they like to take risks in terms of gameplay and content, as well as in terms of, you know, just, you know, ESRB ratings and whatnot. So, that's it. They want every Senran Kagura game to be, you know, very distinct and memorable, and part of that sometimes involves throwing a curveball. And in this case, I would say the fans of the Japanese game who've played it already like to compare this game's gameplay style to Armored Core.
Really?
Obviously a much more lighthearted Armored Core, but that same sort of general approach to the controls and whatnot.
What were some of the challenges you found when it came to localizing Peach Beach Splash for the English-speaking audience?
The first one that comes to mind, and I'll say you heard this one here first. So we got a lot of questions from the earlier games on why Shiki, when she voices over English, is shown in the text speaking French. And that comes from an earlier sort of localization tradition from back before most games were voiced over, where if you had a Japanese script in front of you, and a character at one point made a point of speaking English, you would to get the same sort of point across that they're not speaking the same language as everybody else, you would kind of transpose that line into a different language. And for English speakers, French is close to, a second language in the way that English can be for some Japanese speakers. Now, of course, like I said, that tradition started before it was common to have most of your text voiced over. And naturally, that does lead to some kind of mismatches when you run up against that. And so what we did for this game to sort of ease our way through that was now when Shiki speaks English, it's either in quotation marks or in caps to indicate that she's, speaking English as opposed to Japanese. And the way we explain that in continuity is it's already established canon that Shiki is learning multiple languages so that she can be this international ninja. So there's room within the text and actually within the Japanese script to say she's just continuing to study languages, and now that she's mastered French, she's just studying English.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Yeah, because I did kind of notice that with the, especially with Estival Versus, when she would switch between speaking Japanese to English. And yeah, I think it's cool that you decided, all right, I think we figured out how to do this properly now. What is, the control setup for Peach Beak Splash like? And is it as easy to handle as Estival Versus was?
I would say so. Basically, your controls are, left stick moves, right stick aims. You have an optional lock-on button, which you can enable or disable. You have the R2 trigger to fire your guns. Your guns all draw ammo from this set of water tanks, which you can reload anytime just by holding down the square button, and you can imagine the girl's animations for reloading all the different guns. Just imagine Asuka with a super soaker, and you'll get the idea. And then you have other controls, including besides using that ammo to shoot your guns, you can use it for these hydro jets that are attached to your belt. Not that you're wearing a belt, but you know what I mean.
Right.
That can either shoot you up in the air, and the way that behaves changes depending on what weapon you're using, or you can use it to dash forward. And that depletes the same ammo, so you kind of have this sort of strategic planning where, okay, you can launch yourself up into the air to shoot down at everybody, but how much ammo do you want to use on the launch, and how much do you want to use to fire, that sort of thing. And ammo consumption, of course, varies by weapon, too. So you got a lot of different options for your playstyle.
So there's a bit of a strategy aspect to using your ammo as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are also a whole bunch of different cards. I forget how many hundreds of them, but there are many, many cards you can equip. You can give yourself one card for your weapon. There are 10 different weapons to choose from. That you can have three cards that summon different pets that do various things for you, and then there are up to 6 cards, which you can pull 3 of at a time. To just have immediate effects like healing, shields, projectiles, that sort of thing. And each one of those cards can be leveled up.
Up to
10 levels.
Nice. So what are some of the benefits of these cards, these attribute cards that you earn throughout the game?
Okay, well, some of those cards will, for example, summon a barrier that will follow you around for a while until it takes a certain amount of damage or until a certain amount of time runs out. Some will heal you, some will heal you and your team, some will increase your water tank, effectively give you more ammo. I mean, it slows down the rate at which you consume ammo. Or you can speed up the rate at which the opponents consume ammo, or slow down their reloading, or fire projectiles that will zap or burn or poison people. Various things like that. And there are different types of pets, I should mention. There's pets that will follow you around and shoot at your opponents. There's pets that follow you around and protect you. There are also rare large pets that are basically, battle mecha that you can summon too, that fire various weapons like the ones that you have. And those ones have a disclaimer at the bottom that say, will explode.
Very nice.
So they're just like the mechas in the previous games.
Pretty much, yeah. They're a lot like the ones from Estival Versus, the Puppet Walkers. Yes.
Very cool. So do you have a personal favorite weapon that's featured in Peach Beach Splash?
So far, my favorite has been the Gatling gun, because it takes a little while to spool up, you know, to start shooting, and it takes a while to reload, but while you're shooting, you just destroy everything in front of you. And that's always fun.
Kind of like Battlefield Bad Company.
So, who is your favorite girl from the series to play as?
I have a lot of favorites. It's always tough to answer that question.
It is Waifu Simulator, basically.
It is, very, very much so. I like Mirai because she feels right at home with the Gatling gun. I've always liked Homura. You know, I just think Homura is just the... Homura gets my vote for the coolest under pressure, you know? Maybe not, like, the calmest, but, you know, she just, like, always steps up to handle it, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
You know, I would say probably either Mirai or Homura.
Yeah, those are good. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, what about you? Like, who's your favorite to play as in, like, recently Estival Versus?
I've always enjoyed Homura. I just found her playstyle matches my own. Just go in, hack slash, get out. I've always also liked Katsuragi's personality. Asuka is pretty good. She's also really quick. Get in, get out. That sort of style. And I would say that's pretty much it for me. Evan, how about you?
I would say Shiki is one of my favorites to play as, because I like just how she goes into full berserk mode whenever you pull out her ultimate power.
Shiki's always fun to write.
So what can you tell us about the online modes for Senran Kagura Peach Beach Splash?
Well, the core game is built around 5-on-5 team battles. So a lot of the online modes are dedicated to that. But there are also, and you have like variants on team battles. You know, there's Capture the Bra, that's back. With some variants, but same basic idea, you know.
That's the one that was just released for free in Japan last month, correct?
The US release will include everything up to, I think, 1.9 in Japan. So it includes Capture the Bra, a couple other things it should, as well as some of the later characters. And then the rest of those, well, I can't say too much about that yet, but... So some of that's still in flux, but yeah, there's definitely plans to include at least some, if not most of the Japanese content as a day one update for the North American version.
Excellent.
Okay.
The other online modes, there is a fairly in-depth survival mode where you have a number of waves to clear. You're trying to defend these three festival platforms against, you know, these progressively harder waves of enemies with up to 4 players, I believe. And that mode has a certain mechanic where you earn what they call survival points, which you can either cash in when you finally win or use as continues, essentially.
Very neat. Now, I remember a while back when Peach Beach Splash was announced that there was something regarding a PlayStation VR component that was going to be added later on. Do you know if that's still happening?
All I can say about that for now is that Takaki-san and his team are still working with the possibility.
Well, at least they're still trying it out. At least it's still something that's in the back of their mind. Now, I know you spoke about like some of the additional characters later on, because we know that the likes of Super Sonico, we have characters from Dead Alive Extreme 3, and Ikitosen that are going to be featured in Peach Beach Splash, though I know that there might be some delays with a couple of those characters, depending on licensing, of course. My question is, if you had the chance, who else would you like to see invade the Senran Kagura universe?
Well, I might have mentioned this before, I think, on one of our streams, but the one character I was always lobbying for would be Homura Simpson. I just like the idea of the sort of, like, troll character who jiggles in all the wrong places, and, like, when he pulls out his secret ninja art scroll, he, like, tries to pull it out of his butt, but it gets stuck, and he's, like, rolling around on the floor, you know, that...
I was not expecting an answer like that. How about you, Sean? Like, if Takaki Sensei comes up to you and says, what characters from other universes would you like to see in Senran Kagura? Like, what would your answer be?
That is a tough one. I kind of like something that is a little bit trolly. So how about some people from Food Wars? So all their weapons and attacks would be strictly food, like the peanut butter shrimp from the first episode.
That's a really cool one. I like that idea. For me personally, I would say I have 3 characters, 2 from one series, 1 from another. I would say Riez and Koneko from High School DxD. I think they would be perfect for the Senran Kagura universe. And I would say Darkness from Konosuba, because I think even though she probably might suck at shooting, she makes a good meat shield.
Yes, she does.
So, like Estival Versus, Peach Beach Splash will be available in a very special, I believe it's No Shirts, No Shoes, All Service Special Edition. I forget. Yep. That's the right way to say it, correct?
I think it's No Shirts singular, but other than that, yeah.
So for those who grab this edition, like, what will they find when they open that box?
No Shirt, No Shoes, All Service Edition includes art book, music CD, oh yes, the Blu-ray compilation of the opening animations from previous games. That's a new one.
Ooh, very nice.
And, the physical edition includes some bonus DLC content, including several costumes. You get the Soaking Wet High School uniform, the Futamaki Rule bazooka weapon, a bunch of colorful bikini costumes, a new set of skill cards, and a baby bee pet card.
Very nice, very nice. I might have to ask a bit of a blunt question. Like, I know it might be because it might be too pricey, but I'm surprised you aren't going to be doing the Yumi mouse pad in the U.S. version.
We have gotten questions about that, yeah. In fact, I was going to mention when Takaki-san did his signing, two of the giveaway prizes were the Yumi mouse pads. And people, you know, wondered, well, I mean, if Exeed has those to give out, why aren't they putting them in the edition? And, you know, for those ones, Takaki-san brought them over from Japan.
Yeah.
But the short answer is, and this is, this is always a tough question to answer, when it comes to physical limited edition goods, each of the regions that publish, you know, our games, there's Japan, of course, there's us here at Exeed, and then there's Marvelous Europe. Each of those regions is functionally independent, both in terms of what we decide we want to produce and the time, not that we didn't want to bring the mouse pad out, but in what we can, in terms of, you know, the resource we have, the cost of time, and every region has different access to, you know, manufacturing resources, some of which, you know, come cheaper than others depending on where you are.
Right.
So, I mean, the short answer is it just basically just came down to a cost thing. But there's also other questions you want to consider, how big would the box have to be to include this, and how many of those boxes could a retailer stock at one time? And so, yeah, I mean, it, all sorts of questions like that, but basically cost. It's a cost issue.
Right, which is understandable. And I actually saw a picture of one of the ones that were given away, and I was actually quite shocked at how big it actually is.
It really is. It's life size.
It is. I had no idea. I was just expecting just like this little tiny, like as big as what a normal mouse pad would be. It's like, it's like half a woman right here.
Yeah, at least from the mid-torso up, it's life size. So
yeah.
That would have been
that's nuts. Although I will say that those mouse pads are really good because it helps with the wrist area so you don't get carpal tunnel.
Yep, yep.
A lot of people think, oh, it's just a perfect thing. And it kind of is, but at the same time, no, it actually helps with keeping you from getting carpal tunnel when you're using the computer so much.
That's very true.
I'm not spoiling anything regarding Peachy Splash's story by saying this, but I know, or rather, like, I know about that the game ends with a bit of a teaser to Senran Kagura 7, and I'm wondering how much you know about what's going to be happening next to the Shinobi.
In terms of what happens, not much I could say, but I do, I can, just continuing on from what we talked about, you know, with Peach Beach Slash being the start of a coming together of all the different canon. As far as I understand it, 7 is kind of the game that cements all that together.
Ah.
7 is kind of the reckoning, you might say.
I can imagine it being like this massive smorgasbord of everything Senran Kagura rolled into one game, and that makes me very excited.
It does look like they want to pay off a lot of what they've been building toward in the other games.
Yeah. So, I know we got Peach Beach Splash to look forward to, but I am very much looking forward to seeing what's going to be happening next. And I would personally be a fool not to ask about the upcoming Senran Kagura game that's being made for the Nintendo Switch. And I'm wondering if you've personally had a chance to try it out yet.
Unfortunately, I haven't yet. I'm looking forward to it. But we haven't had a chance to get our hands on that one yet.
So no localization yet work on that one, I take it, either.
Not yet.
Okay.
Can we expect more smaller out-of-canon games like Bon Appetit? Perhaps another rhythm-based game using licensed music from the previous Senran games? Like what you would get from the CDs had them in their own game, rhythm-based, like Bon Appetit.
Well, nothing's been talked about yet other than 7 and the Switch version. But, like I said, Takaki-san and his team do like to mix it up, so anything's possible down the road.
Very cool, very cool. We're always looking forward to seeing what happens in the world of Senran Kagura. So I guess maybe my second to last final question is, why will Senran Kagura Peach Beach Splash be the perfect way to end the summer of 2017?
I think because it really encapsulates the fun of summer. I mean, we had like people in the office picking up the game for the first time and just running around splashing everybody going, "Ooh, I wish this was real." Like, that's a direct quote. So, I think, whether you happen to follow the series or not, it's just a really good time. It's just really, really does show you what summer fun is all about. And obviously it's sort of a magnified version of that fun, in some respects. But, still, it's...
Excellent. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us here on One-on-One. Senran Kagura Peach Beach Splash, available in America on August 29th via XSEED Games. What else can people expect from XSEED in the near future?
Let's see. What can we talk about? Well, Sakuna is... they're hard at work on Sakuna. It's going to be great if the first level's any indication. And it certainly was, I think. We are still working on always looking for older... PC games to port over for the first time. We are branching out and looking into some indie stuff. And, of course, Marvelous has always had something up their sleeve. So we will just keep bringing over all the games we can get that people ask for.
Just keep bringing over stuff like that. And I know for a fact that Friday Night Fanfiction would definitely keep buying and playing all the Senran games that come out.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Oh, you just want to say, too, because Estival Versus has actually been a favorite, not just here with Boston Bass Brigade, but Friday Night Fanfiction and Wicked Anime. We like to try to get together on a normal occasion to play the online mode, and we always have a blast with it. I'll even say that we've even played it more than Overwatch.
Oh, wow. That is great.
But, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us here, and best of luck to everything that you and XSEED Games are going to be showcasing. I'm glad you had a great time at E3 this year, and just best of luck. And we're very excited about Peach Beach Splash, and I hope our listeners are as well.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Yes, I'll